Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Can I say something about the product?
Yeah, of course.
It changed my life. I'm 86 and my husband has Alzheimer's, and taking care of him was just killing me. And then I heard on the radio all about Balance of Nature and how it would increase my energy. It's increased my brain. It's just, thank you. You changed my life and give me hope, and I appreciate your help.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Flash that fragile smile.
For you. Rick Ocasek, dead at 75. Can't believe it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And of course, get to the website, katedalyradio.com. On Twitter, it's the Kate Daly Show. On Facebook, it's the Kate Daly Show. You can email us as well, kate@katedalyradio.com. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a fantastic supplement that I've been taking. So is my husband. We absolutely love this. You're going to need a supplement. You need one right now, actually. Make sure that you are getting enough fruits and vegetables in your diet. And you can actually take these, which are dehydrated down. It is the best line I've ever found as far as being a very, very complete product. It also has a fiber drink that's amazing that keeps your blood sugar down. You will feel better. You will feel healthier, and you will be healthier. Make sure that you're getting this as we go into the fall and winter, of course. I'm actually not for the flu shot. I would actually get my immune system built up if I were you, since the flu shot really can't do much, and I don't like how they're doing it anyway, shoving it in everybody's face. So I'm actually for this. I really do like Balance of Nature. You can get 35% off by going to balanceofnature.com and putting in the code Kate. I welcome back Dr. Duke Pest of the Dr. Duke Show. It actually plays live on my Facebook show on Thursday nights. You can catch it right after this show. And you can just go right on Facebook and tune in right there live on Facebook. And then I've got Uncle Milty. And it's always fun. You can call up too, 888-673-1450. We are live right now. And Dr. Duke, I want to talk just a little bit more about this Kavanaugh situation, the media Kavanaugh, because if it wasn't for the New York Times, which is bought and sold, and our media, this would be a non-story. But this is a story, and they keep shoving it in our faces every 5 seconds with Kavanaugh.
Yeah, and I think the bigger story here behind all of this is the sacred nature of abortion to progressives. Mm-hmm. There's a parallel story in the news that, no, it's not getting a lot of press because it would make the Planned Parenthood look bad. There are actually two stories. Okay. One is we're finding an abortionist doctor who just died with thousands of unborn babies in his living quarters that he'd been marshaling, and say very gruesome. And then the former president, the former leader of Planned Parenthood, Lena Wen, who is a remarkable doctor, an interesting woman, but she's completely wrong about abortion, big pro-abortion advocate. Well, she ends up, we find out now, that some of the documents and the separation between Lena Wen and Planned Parenthood, she argues that they are holding her hostage, that they are not providing her the health care that they had planned her since they separated with her. And her argument now has been made public. Lena Wen says that the reason she was driven from Planned Parenthood is because she was all about women's health, that she wanted the focus to be exclusively on women's health. In her mind, that included abortion, but she wanted it on women's health. And the board of directors at Planned Parenthood did not want the emphasis to be on broadly on women's health. They wanted it to be on the expansion of abortion rights and the protection of radical late-term abortion policies. And so she left. Somebody like Lena Wen, who is pro-abortion in every way, who is actually pregnant now herself, who was not progressive enough for Planned Parenthood in their abortion mongering. So when you think about what's going on with Planned Parenthood, and you think about the black eye that abortion has begun to take across the country, you have some states that are restricting it, but no state has banned it. Meanwhile, you've got states like New York who are basically allowing abortion up until the moment that the baby's being born. And I think the obvious brutality of this, look, there's a reason, guys, that on the Democrat stage, a Democrat debate stage last week, abortion never came up, almost never came up.
Yep.
They don't want to go there. They know the American people aren't on their side. And so I think the Kavanaugh attack, and Molly Hemingway points this out in her book, that the in her mind, the Kavanaugh attacks and the new Kavanaugh attacks are all about protecting abortion. You're going to try to hide and provide cover for the radical nature of abortion, the turn left in abortion in this country, by going after Kavanaugh. You make it a woman's rights issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
That and meanwhile, if we can weaken Kavanaugh, maybe we won't be able to impeach him. Maybe we won't even be able to force him to resign. But we're going to utterly cripple him. So that any abortion case that comes before the Supreme Court, we're going to demand he recuse himself.
Yep.
We're going to try to force him not to vote.
Which, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing because I don't ever see the Supreme Court doing anything about that because, of course, it's the states that can step up. It's the states that can strengthen their laws. It's the states that can say, no, there is no such thing as a federal law, only a federal opinion. And I think we're so confused by that. The left is obviously confused by this notion because they don't understand the power that the Supreme Court actually doesn't have. If the states knew their power, the states would be working very, very hard to make sure that the state was not in favor of any of these things. That would take away the power of what's even going on as they go after Kavanaugh.
You would think so, but it's not just the progressive left who's got the fantasy here. How many judges across the country, when states have even tried to implement modest restrictions on abortion, how many federal judges have used the decision in Roe versus Wade to stop states from doing that?
No, it's true. That's absolutely true. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Duke Pesta. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to follow up on the point the professor made. I don't know if either of you three have seen the movie Unplanned, but that was the central point of that movie. The woman who is the protagonist. That was the reason she left Planned Parenthood, or had the big dust-up with Planned Parenthood, was over the very thing that this president is talking about with Planned Parenthood's major focus. In the movie, their major focus wasn't women's health. It was treating abortion as a business, that was really the impetus of it. Did you see that movie, Kate?
Yes.
Did you, Professor, or Milky, did any of you see
I
that
saw
movie,
it.
Unplanned?
Everybody, I think, saw it here, and yes,
well, right? Am I right here?
Yeah.
Right? Is that the right parallel there? I mean, this is exactly the same thing?
Yes, thank you for that. I'll have him answer that. Thank you. Go right ahead, Dr. Pesta.
Absolutely. It's a great point. I mean, there's so many other ways I can think of, too, where abortion is being exposed for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the lamest things in America today is they're trotting out these so-called Christian abortionists now, right?
Right.
These doctors who are arguing. This is a Soviet tactic, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not even pretending anymore that what you're doing is not brutal and murderous and vicious. You're just arguing it's being done for love, right? You had Pete Buttigieg, St. Pete they call him, because he's gay, he's pro late-term abortion, he's gay, he's anti-individual rights, and yet this guy keeps attacking Christianity for being closed-minded. His kind of Christianity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Christianity with no morals or ethics is the kind of Christianity that we should all practice. And he's actually citing the Bible very vaguely and without any specific follow-up. He's citing the Bible as proof positive that abortion is a woman's absolute right, and that God smiles on abortions. You see the radical lengths, and movies like Unplanned expose this.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in abortion clinics exposes this. What's going on at Planned Parenthood exposes this. What they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh. I'm almost 100% convinced that if Brett Kavanaugh were not a Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and had not ruled in favor of pro-life issues in the past, if he were just another John Roberts, for instance, kind of squishy, squashy, he gets to Washington and immediately starts siding with the liberals, I don't think this would be an issue. It's the abortion thing. That seems to be
the
number one issue.
Yep. Yep.
There are right now 5 cases in the circuit courts
mm-hmm.
that they believe have a chance of making it to the Supreme Court. Of the 5, 4 of them, one of the parties is named as Planned Parenthood. So there is an issue coming.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of hope, hasn't there? I mean, this is the year of exposing Planned Parenthood like no other. I think that that part's been great.
I think it is, and I think that the younger generation of voters, the otherwise largely apathetic and alarmingly ignorant, really young kids that are graduating from colleges, they've soaked up all the liberalism when it comes to confiscating guns, destroying free speech, socialism, but they seem to be more sympathetic to unborn babies than, say, the generation before them do, and so that's having a movement as well. And so, yeah, the writing's on the wall. And you said something else really important, Kate, that, you know, there is no federal law technically mandating abortion. But I think the progressive left knows that if they leave this to the states, at least 25 to 27 states aren't going to go their way. And states now, when once states get moving and they recognize that they can have this happen, that's why places like New York are rushing to codify in state law the murder of children, even in the process of being born. And then we've got those other stories. I forget what it was. It was another story that was in the news just last week about a young baby. I think it was Chicago. A baby was born. It survived an abortion procedure, and they stuck it in a dusty linen closet and just let it quietly close the door and waited for it to die. This kind of stuff, the American people are not this callow.
No. And it's starting to crack, and we're starting to see the evidence of that. And they're really shooting themselves in the foot. When we go to replace Ginsburg, what are they going to do with the next pro-life judge that comes in? They've got guns a-blazing on Kavanaugh. What comes after that? How do they go back and do the same kind of nonsense again? I mean, they won't be able to. The people are getting tired of it.
And let me throw this out to everybody out there. You know, I realize that Donald Trump has alienated some people. And I don't know who I was watching on TV last week, but they made a good point that Donald Trump is actually, his policies and the successes he had, many people are willing to go along with him if he would just put down the phone, right? Just put down the phone. I don't think he's capable of doing it. But imagine to everybody out there, when we have this election in 2020, somebody's going to be replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. If it's not Donald Trump, it's going to be somebody like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. And do you, a lot of people voted for Trump just because of the courts. And, you know, you got to give the guy credit. He got Kavanaugh through despite the left coming from him. And what he celebrated this weekend, over 150 judges he had placed all across this country who are going to be there from anywhere from 10 to 40 years impacting culture.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge.
It's huge.
That is huge. And so I'm just wondering what they have left in their arsenal, because they're making themselves sound so ridiculous, the left, that if they try to do this again to the next candidate and go back to what, you know, back in elementary school they did something. I mean, what do they have next?
When Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, and if there is a Republican replacing her, you're going to get everything. You're going to get the whole nine yards. There will be nothing they stop short of. It's going to be disastrous for them, I think, ultimately. But they're going to go after. This is why I think Trump did one thing. Everybody was talking about when Kavanaugh got the nomination. Everybody was talking about a couple of really high-powered conservative females being nominated. And I remember Trump kind of signaling that I have to save the female conservative judge to replace Ginsburg. And I think he's right. He took a gambit. He got Kavanaugh on. Now, if Trump does get the shot at this, he'll nominate, I think, a very conservative female, maybe even a minority female, who is going to really make it hard for the left to fight her.
That's true. And he had one in the last go-around, too. So it should be interesting to see if he props her up again. But this will get interesting on the court circuit. We'll have to keep a pretty strong eye on this.
Well, yeah, without getting a more constitutional federal court judiciary, we don't have a prayer of turning things around.
No, how much of Trump's major agenda has been blocked by federal judges? Even after the Supreme Court smacked down a federal judge, another federal judge blocked some immigration policy again. They're like the media. They're doing it whether they have the law on their side or not.
Yep. And then as we keep going into partisan issues on the Supreme Court, I mean, you look at the court right now. Look at John Roberts, like you said, so squishy. He's just a leftist now. But just kind of amazing how they turn too. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.